It sounds like it's going to be hard work to set six separate PPGs up. Why not look at the model that we have around local action teams, housing and police, which
Yes.
we've run here longer than
Yeah.
anywhere in the country? I think we were one of the absolute first to set up that structure before the word LAT existed. Let's do something that's about bringing them together and the community really coming forward and creating a dialogue, because we've got a lot of dissatisfaction with our GP surgeries and we've got a lot of ways that we could help.
Okay.
So that's what we did, and we brought them together, and that's the piece of work that we've won the award for, because it took a year to get every single practice manager within the GP surgeries there. But once they'd come once, they stayed because they saw the value. When the surgery closed, we were able to work. One of the other surgeries took on the patient list. We were able to work as, and that's where the first time we started having health champions, a group of residents, some of them patients at that surgery, some of them not, and Hangerton Knoll Project did a piece of work to identify the most vulnerable older people that were going to be affected by the move, did some consultation work, did some talking to people work. And I would say that the transfer of those patients, and there were only about 2,500, but they were really vulnerable ones. They're all the ones that had stayed and hadn't gone, went very smoothly. And again, this there, everyone was like, oh, okay, that's interesting, right? Okay. And it built on itself. And then as the move towards working together as clusters came, another thing that I wasn't saying was jumped on with great enthusiasm. We decided as a forum to widen our remit to be cluster wide.